Hello, welcome back once again to the Retrocade Podcast, the quarantine edition part 35.
Yeah, it's
really episode 45, I believe.
Phil, Sean here.
Phil and Sean, and we're here. We're back in the studio.
We're back. It's delays.
Oh, man, we've been so quarantined. They shut our power off, and now we're back.
I did lose power for that big storm.
Oh, yeah, there was a hurricane. Was it a hurricane?
It was like the aftermath of hurricane.
The aftermath of hurricane. It was just a lot of wind here in
New York. I had power for about 5-6 days.
At your house? There was no power for five,
Zero.
6 days? Jeez, that was how long Sandy was no power here.
Oh, I was like 2-3 weeks with Sandy.
Really? You're in a mountain there. I don't know if that affects it.
It's just so many trees.
A lot of downed power lines out there.
Yeah, it was rough.
How are you doing otherwise? Have you been murdered on the streets or living in New York? Are you running for the hills?
I've been to Long Island a couple times.
You're relegating to Long Island?
I've had some nice weekends, the rest of the
East Hampton elites?
Oh, yeah. Anyone with Brooklyn with money, like...
We're getting out of here. Fuck New York. We're going to the Hamptons where it's safe.
Amtrak, yeah.
It's not even bad in Manhattan, but whatever.
I had dinner there for the first time.
I was there a couple weeks ago where
Same.
I was on Upper West Side.
3 weeks ago.
And everybody's like, Upper West Side is a filth hole. I'm like,
I was just walking around. The restaurant was all outdoor night.
I didn't eat out.
It was packed.
But I got coffee with the baby. And
along its lines, there was some guy singing like Frank Sinatra songs in the Italian restaurant.
Sure.
We had a great dinner. The only annoying thing
was... Did you see any homeless defecating?
No. I did see, like, a tranny guy jogging.
But that's
which
normal.
Which was unsettling to my meal.
Cancel him!
No. I mean, there was a couple street people here and there, but...
Yeah, but is that any different than the New York that we know and love?
It wasn't exaggerated like you hear on the...
Definitely. It's so much exaggerated. I feel like the people that rag on it, I see a lot of that. New York is burning. It's like, you live in fucking Ohio. You haven't been here or wherever.
People that say it's burning are watching the news.
They're watching the news and
exaggerating.
They're just, meanwhile,
they didn't go to the city anyway.
No, they never went anyway. I'm leaving. It's like, you were never there.
Like,
when
was the last time you were in the city? 2004?
I went to see the tree. 2007.
Oh, Manhattan sucks. It's like, all right. You live in the middle of Marlboro, New Jersey.
There's a lot of New Jersey
doing
that. Yeah, no, it's looking fine.
It has its problems.
Yeah. Well, obviously with, not to go too far into the dramas of New York City. It's so funny, though, because we for years were like, yo, we love 1970s gritty New York, where there was murder and Bernie Getz. That was in the 80s, but, you know, the graffiti.
It's still from that time frame.
But would you say are we relegating back to that? Are we devolving to the 1970s New York?
Listen, if we do it right,
if we do it right, we can get it, and then the rents will be cheap again.
Unique businesses. See, bring back the
mom and pops.
New York.
You mean we can't have a Dunkin' and Starbucks in every single corner?
No, why can't
sponsored by Dunkin'?
Spiro's Coffee Shop
runs on
Dunkin'.
Yeah,
like you're watching. What was that show on HBO?
Which one?
It's where, like, the hookers and porn.
The one that was about music.
No, it was a show with James Franco, Maggie Gyllenhaal. I can look it up.
Was
here.
That not the one that with the music? What was the one with the record label that was in 1970s New York? That was produced by Martin Scorsese. That was like, it was probably like only 6 episodes because once it played, then it was the end of it. Let me see.
I'm gonna look this.
Let's waste
up.
Time. Let's have some dead air and look it
dead
up.
Dead air, yeah. Dead air research.
Yeah, dead air research. That should be the name of our podcast.
Yeah, right.
1970s record label show.
The Deuce.
Oh, I was thinking about the show Vinyl.
So 2017.
The Deuce. Let me see.
Had 3 seasons.
Wow.
93% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, that ain't bad.
Pretty solid. Yeah, so it's 70s
New York. Oh, yeah. You know what?
It had like hookers and
porn. I think I thought this was Vinyl when it was on. Do you not remember the show Vinyl? Not to go back to that.
I remember the name.
It was one season, short-lived, 74%, and it was about like record labels in New York in the 70s. But like that aesthetic, of course.
But it was this aesthetic, the same.
Yeah. You know, smoking and like smoking indoors and like...
Criminals,
skelly, slimy, seedy, graffiti, and like shag rug, you know?
I probably went to the city more as a kid than you did because my mother.
Not necessarily. Well, maybe you did because your mom worked in the city, Manhattan.
So, like, a lot of events.
But I was there a lot. But maybe you were there constantly because she worked there. I don't know.
But I do remember a little bit of an underbelly. We caught the end of it. This is where the Giuliani came in with, like, a hose.
He literally hosed down the homeless and the whores of 42nd Street. And where, I don't know, he put them
in there's a fountain of, like, prosperity, and then, like, de Blasio gets a wrench and turns it off.
Well, yeah, de Blasio's like, we're going to bring... Well, de Blasio is giving you your wish. You wanted it. I want the gritty hell of New York, not this Disneyland.
Well, it's, and, A, let out all the criminals from jail.
Yeah, he released everyone from Rikers Island.
Don't arrest anyone.
Oh, so this is, are you saying that this is the Bill de Blasio, this is the Bill de Blasio,
see,
gameplay?
Give my wife like $5 million to have assistance.
$850 million to do Thrive NYC. No, now we're getting too political, but
yes,
it's all very good. It's all very good.
Let's get to the jargon.
Let's get to the meat and potatoes of why
we're
here.
As
we
were saying, this is, I guess, the end of summer recap.
Would you say that this is the Dog Days episode?
This was
coming out in September now.
Dog Days summer. We...
Oh, man. Talk about Dog Days summer. Did anyone do anything? Did anyone do anything this summer?
Again, I was supposed to go to Ireland. Canceled. Montreal trip, canceled. New Orleans, canceled. Vegas, canceled.
These were all in, what, 1 month you were going to do all these trips?
throughout
traveling
COVID,
the world, fighting around the world, canceled.
This summer, I was supposed to go to Vegas and Ireland.
Okay.
Both pretty exciting trips, both canceled.
You got all your shekels back for those trips?
I got Ireland shekels, which was the important one.
That's
important. That was about $900.
Okay.
Vegas, I have like $300 credit.
Oh, that you can go to Vegas anytime
you want.
That I
can use in the next 2 years.
Oh, good. Well, you better get there soon. There might
but
not be much of the Vegas.
There's no motivation to go to Vegas. So like,
there's no motivation to go anywhere, really.
My friends, because
that's the thing. It's like, I know single people, or you know, just people like, yo, look, it's $18 to go to Orlando round trip. That's literally what it was. We looked it up, and I was like, yo, $18 to go next week, and it was direct round trip. Spirit Airlines. Sponsor of the show.
Please but, not. Spirit Airlines fucking
sucks. Garbage. Yeah, but for $18, how could you go wrong? It was a direct flight from your favorite place, LaGuardia.
You're sitting in the cargo hold.
You're in the cargo hold. Yeah, you're on top of the...
I'm
you have to watch
cold.
The luggage. Shut up down there.
Sorry, blankets are $65.
Yeah, I know, right?
Shut up down
there. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like a broom.
Hit you with the broom. Yeah. yeah, exactly. But you can't beat that price, though.
And they're saying, though, right? Like, I was watching... something or other recently, and I guess it was sponsored by Universal, because it's just fucking Universal commercial after Universal commercial. Like, now we're open.
Yeah. They want
and
you back.
Like,
yeah.
There's like a disclaimer about reservation was made 6 months in advance. We can't guarantee any rides are open.
You're all of us have. You're not. We're not liable if you get COVID disease or die. And I don't know. They're just completely not liable. Yeah.
So like you know to get to Disney right now is very difficult to get like a pass. Have the shits closed.
Yeah, there's a lot of things
you're
closed.
Not getting the
they
full-
just closed permanently. They're closing, and this is an egregious thing. They're closing Splash Mountain, or they're retheming it because Song of the South is racist. Because the it's based on the movie Song of the South, which is...
I'm not familiar with this movie.
Well, yeah, it's like a 19...
It's animated, or...?
It is kind of like Roger Rabbit animated with live-action characters.
Is there bears?
No, that is the Country Bear Jamboree.
Okay, I'm getting them mixed
this
up.
This is Song of the South with Br'er Rabbit.
Do you think the Country Bears are Confederate, like, supporters?
I think every one of them is. But that's why they're getting rid of Song of the South. With the song Zippity-Doo-Dah, Zippity-Yay. You ever hear that song?
Well, it's a famous song.
Where's that from? It's from Song of the South. And it's essentially...
So Zippity-Doo-Dah is now canceled.
Zippity-Doo-Dah is canceled, which is unfortunate because that song
it's
plays...
It's a catchy song.
Very catchy. It's honestly one of their best. And now that will no longer be played because it's racist and because it's insensitive to the South. So don't you dare speak, because you will get banned if you're humming that song in Disney. They will remove you from the premises, and
is that why they have more stormtroopers now?
That's right. The stormtroopers will move you to the underground utilidors that they have, which is true, by the way.
Like, you go all the way to Spirit Airlines in their corridor.
I spent $18 to
from
fly
one
here.
One corridor to another.
One corridor from the under the hatch of the ship to the utilidors of Disney, where Bob Iger himself...
This is the thing, right? You're getting these free discounts, essentially. These free flights.
Yeah. You can't beat that with prices.
For what?
Well, that's the problem. Because in the beginning, I was like, yo, $35 to L.A., let's go. And I'm like, you know what? At that point, it was the peak, and everything's closed anyway. I was like, well, there's no restaurants. You can't even go on the beach.
But
they
even...
were saying no people on the beach. And it was like, all right, what do you do anyway? You just walk around the streets, like, look at the palm trees? I was like, it's 100 degrees in New York anyway.
With the regulated stuff. So my...
Yeah.
I was at my friend's birthday.
There's no
night.
Malls here still in New York City. There's no. Finally, they're opening the gyms next week. I'm very excited. Even though I made a makeshift
shed these
gym
COVID
here.
Pounds,
the, so. Yeah, I just walk it with my coffee for miles, crying.
See, I'm not a coffee drink. I have the acid reflux. Hurts my stomach. Can't drink.
But yet, a lot of these drinks seem a little acidic for you, nonetheless. Nah, they're not as acidic as
a good old fashioned
coffee.
It's a smoother taste.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
smooth and bold.
I'm saying about these regulations, right?
A lot of regulations.
So my friend's girlfriend went with her girlfriends to Atlantic City last weekend.
Oh my. My in-laws were just in Atlantic City.
And they said, It was absolutely terrible.
Yeah. I got to ask how they felt, my in-laws, because they just came back.
So we went there for your bachelor party.
You got to wear your mask. You can't. You know nothing at the table. Like, what do you do, you know?
Your bachelor party was about, you know, what, 12 months ago in Atlantic City, give or take?
It was probably more like 18 to almost 2 years ago, but yeah, sure.
It's 2 years ago, no.
Well, it was February of 2000.
It was February?
It was before I got married.
Nah, it wasn't that cold, was it? I don't remember wearing a jacket.
It was freezing, Sean. Sean must have been wrecked. I remember wearing a jacket. Give me some more of these White Claws and vodka Gimlis.
No, that's the COVID, right? Your mush is your memory is just, it was that long ago.
Well, yeah, it was February or...
Oh, you got married in May, that's
right. I got married in March of 2019.
It was March, though, it was May.
May 23rd is my anniversary. Calendar dates. March 23rd is my anniversary.
Are off.
Yeah, Sean's... The months are all a blur due to COVID.
Either way, when we went, you know, you had activity after activity to do.
Oh, yeah, well, that was normal AC time. And that's like, and remember, that's kind of AC on the downturn, because remember, Atlantic City, I don't know if everyone knows, not to get off track here, another one of our tangents, but, you know, AC is pretty kind of not what it was. Before COVID, it was like having a lot of trouble, you know, online gambling killing it, people not wanting to spend money on these hotels. That's another thing, all the Airbnb killing the hotels and shit, because now there's competition.
Airbnb is fucked royally, too.
Oh, yeah, they're another one dealing with the...
Or like WeWork, the guy's going to jail for fraud and owes millions of dollars to everyone.
Oh, what, one of the...
WeWork, which is like, they give you like, essentially they give you like office space if you're like, let's say like, you know, you have your distribution company, right?
Yeah.
But you need to do a meeting to impress a client or what have you.
Sure.
You rent the office space out or you lease it. It's like temporary renting, leasing of office space.
Sure.
Who the fuck's renting and leasing office space right now? And this guy took like egregious loans and, you know...
Oh, so he was a little
playing his car
overextended, a little high leveraged.
Absolutely. So anyway, they're in AC. They said it sucks. You can't walk around the casino. You can't go anywhere.
You can't walk around the casino.
You can't drink.
Oh, yeah, you have to wear your mask, I guess.
And when you're gambling, it's like, okay.
Yeah, there's all like, we have to spray you down, sir. Yeah, you can't even touch like the dice or something at the craps table. We have to spray down the dice now.
Like playing craps is like three people on the table.
Yeah, which is a game that you need the whole table.
Communal game.
It's a communal game, group game.
You know, you're playing roulette by
yourself.
Communist
game.
You're playing roulette by yourself. Well,
I wouldn't mind that because...
It's snoozerama.
Because,
man.
I guess it's snoozerama, but honestly, I wouldn't mind that because when there's a lot of people to roulette table, I'm like, get the fuck away from me. I want to place my chips, please. When I'm gambling
like a derelict. Say, if you're a degenerate and you want to sit at a slot machine for 27 hours, all right, go to AC. But like the steakhouse experiences, the clubs, the nightlife, it's all gone.
Yeah.
You can go on the boardwalk and have
a
dinner.
You see,
drink.
That was the
but
thing
that
with
boardwalk's
me.
That boardwalk's kind of lousy to begin with.
It is. That's why I never went to AC in the summertime because it was like, well, I'm an AC. I get enticed to go inside. And the boardwalk, it's better. The AC was always better in the winter for me because you want to be indoors. Like, you do in the spring, too. But, I never went on the beach in Atlantic City.
Oh, I've never went in the water, never.
No, I've never
actually went on the sand, to be honest with you.
That's what I'm saying. I have been on the sand, but never, like if I wanted to go to the beach in Jersey, I'll go to any of the other closer ones to us.
A million, for sure.
So, fuck AC. But, yeah, very unfortunate that COVID's happening, everyone. I'm sure that's what everyone's here for. They're here to hear
us talk
about for 15 minutes about COVID.
They've been there, done that. We want to move on to greener pastures here.
Much greener pastures.
We want to look at towards the future and you know, bright spots. So,
yes.
A bright spot, a movie I'm very excited for. I think everyone is.
Everyone.
And this is not going to be a VOD release, which...
No. Like, all
a
these
lot
other
of things are coming out.
Oh, everything's VOD. Well, there's no... Is there any theaters in America open?
I believe so.
Not in our vicinity. Yeah.
No.
I know malls are open in New Jersey. That's not the case in New York City.
Well, I went to Macy's recently.
The wings are wing places, but not mall itself. But
no.
Yeah, you go into Macy's, you can go into like JCPenney.
I remember maybe a month or two ago, you posted some pictures of the mall.
Yeah, the Staten Island Mall. I did that from JCPenney. Because I went in JCPenney and you could see the mall.
Oh, so you just kind of took pictures from...
Yeah, from the closed doors.
All right.
Yeah. How did you
get access?
I know, right? That's what everybody thought.
Janitor
I had
keys or something?
Yeah, I got the... No, you could just see right in because they're just big glass windows. And I just took a picture from there.
So I was in there. It was a nice shopping again. But, like, I have a security guard. Sir, put your mask on or leave.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I go in because I'll get, after I work, I drink my coffee and I'll be like, I'm bored. I'll go, it's cloudy. I'll go into like JCPenney or Macy's or the Container Store and see all the things I don't give a fuck about buying just because I'm bored.
Hey, Tommy's, Miller's, crowded.
That's true. Oh, yeah. I ate at Miller's Ale House. I ate at Miller's Ale House.
Food's suitable.
Yeah, it's, well, it's like Applebee's if Applebee's was better, I guess, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a little better. It's better than Applebee's.
Yes.
That's what Miller's tagline is. Miller's Ale House.
We're better than Applebee's.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Places like Applebee's are fucked. We don't have any, like, Fridays closed where we were at. Red Robin closed where we're at. What's next? Chili's and Applebee's? They can't live forever. Like,
that Chili's has been hanging in there for a long time.
I know.
Time.
It's fighting. It's like, boo, boo. It's just,
I'm trying to think.
You want to go? It's just standing. And it's like,
I'm trying to think,
up.
Like, when is the last time I physically had dinner in there?
Oh, it's got
to
be for me, maybe three,
I was in high
four
school.
Years. That long ago? You took with the one on Richmond Avenue?
I was in high school.
Wow. No, I probably was in there more recently than that, but not much more. About 5 years, maybe 4 years. I don't know.
It's okay.
But my,
like you said, it's something that's adequate.
Adequate.
Well, so what I'm getting at too is the Batman. This is
yes.
The Batman.
So I haven't seen the trailer. Why don't I watch the trailer right here?
Well, watch it while I'll
put it.
About it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you can talk about it. We'll so put it up.
Give it
and
a
I'll,
quick
I'll even put it. I'll even put it up on the screen so people can watch it with us together.
So
and hopefully
do
we don't get copyrighted. I'll watch it here.
We can kind of like talk about
it. Coordinate it. Yeah, because I have not even seen it yet. I've been waiting to watch it here now.
This was about last week.
Oh, this is good stuff.
This came out about last week, within the last 10 days or so. It's hot. It's exciting. Yeah. It made me kind of enjoy Batman.
20 million. 20 million.
That's probably just your link. There's probably ones that
Yeah, there's probably other ones, yeah. Ooh. Look at this.
The sad thing is, I go onto YouTube. It's crazy TikTok transformations. It's just garbage.
Oh, they're using Nirvana music.
Pancake, our challenge, and funny cats and baby cats. This is recommended for you. So I'm seeing you're seeing.
Sounds horrid.
It sounds like your wife and or baby were using it.
Yeah, they're probably using my account.
This is my recommended.
Blue's Clues.
This sounds like the wheelhouse. Half baby, half.
This looks good so far.
So you're watching it?
Yeah, okay. I'm watching it.
So the big talk was, oh man, Robin Pattinson, isn't he this like lame ass vampire?
That never bothered me though.
I honestly like Robin Pattinson. I think he's a good actor.
He's come a long way from.
They said he had to jack up for the role because he was kind of lean.
Sure, you got to jack up for the role.
But he's way more darker and more interesting than Ben Affleck.
Definitely.
Ben Affleck, definitely, to me, is just like this dope, like, I'm this like alpha jock.
Yeah, he's a little jockish for sure. You kind of get that from him from Dazed and Confused. You know, he was a jock in that movie.
It's funny, him and Matthew McConaughey were like nobody's in that.
I know that movie made them. Yeah, I love Dazed and Confused. Richard Linklater.
But you look at the trailer.
Vengeance. Now, was Batman supposed to be vengeance?
He is. His parents are murdered.
Yeah, I guess that's his vengeance.
So it looks like there's some changes here. I think it looks like Commissioner Gordon, well, Lieutenant Gordon, then he becomes Commissioner.
Yeah.
I
like that actor that they use for him.
He appears to be black now. I don't know who he is.
You don't know that actor? Hold on. He was in Casino Royale. He's been in a lot of stuff. I forget his name. Let's find out his name because he's a good actor. And he looks actually really good.
He does actually look like a good Gordon.
He looks like a very good Gordon.
He has
the glasses are perfect.
The glasses mustache is
you need the glasses. Jeffrey Wright.
So what's his biggest movie then?
Well, I know him from Casino Royale. I know he's in a lot of stuff.
So he was in some Bond stuff.
Yes, he was in Casino Royale 2006.
So that's Zoe Kravitz, if you didn't notice, is Catwoman.
Oh, is it?
And then the biggest name is Colin Farrell is Penguin, but he's wearing a bunch of makeup.
Right.
Penguin's a gross dude.
Are you watching it?
I'm watching it.
Okay.
I don't know how to take the volume off.
Turn the volume down, Sean. You're screwing us up here. I'm vengeance.
But these are the good Batman scenes with just the quick hands, you know.
Yes.
He's not Superman where he's punching you into oblivion. He's just chopping you up, real quick,
whooping your ass because he's.
So what do you think of the Batmobile? There's always a new.
I like it. I like it. It
there's
looks good.
Always it evolves the Batmobile.
Yeah. Oh, you, well, I mean, what are you gonna do? The '89 one, which is still kind of my favorite one.
The '89 one is sleek looking. But oh, look at the Adam West one. That was the first real one.
It's got the. Oh, you know where I passed yesterday when I was in Jersey? Not to trail off, but Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash in Red Bank.
Did you stop in?
No, because the whole block was blocked off and it was crowded as fuck. I don't know how they let that many people out there.
I've been there once. Yeah. Which is pretty cool.
Sure.
They had Comic Book Men. Yeah. I think they did 4 or 5 seasons.
Yeah, that's done, right? Yeah. I was watching that show actively for a
while. I liked it because it appeased to us in a way.
It's kind of like Pawn Stars for nerds, you know?
So they, like, we like to collect vintage toys.
Oh, we certainly do.
And they would always have at least one segment where someone comes in with vintage toys and they get ripped off. So it's like,
yeah, that guy was always scheming them.
He's like, oh, that's worth
it's worth nothing.
$800.
Yeah.
We'll give you $70.
Yeah. Sold.
Can I get 90? All right, 85.
Yeah, that's the highest I'll go. But reason bringing, they had Adam West on that show once, and the either original Batman or a replica of it, you know, before Adam West died, you know.
He passed away the last 2 years, I want to say.
Yeah, maybe 3-4 years. Time
flies.
Wasn't
he big, like, Family Guy character?
Yeah, he was
like,
the...
he played himself.
He played himself, yeah, because he was the mayor, right? He was the mayor, and he played himself
as the
mayor.
No, that was Michael
mayor.
Woods. Was it James Woods?
No, it was not. James Woods was on the show, but the mayor...
As himself, too.
As himself, but he wasn't the mayor. He was just like kind of like Peter's adversary a lot.
And I remember Adam West
being
was himself more, on
Family
Guy.
Yeah, but he played the mayor as Adam West. Adam West was the mayor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that reminds me of Portlandia. The guy, I don't know his name, from...
You did 3 years ago, 2017, Adam West passed away. Speaking of passings, we should probably mention Chadwick Boseman's passing, which is a crazy thing.
I was unexpected.
You know, shockingly unexpected.
Black Panther was a good movie.
Black Panther
was
great. I mean, he was in a lot of other things, too. He was in Robinson, 42. He played Jackie Robinson.
So he was 41 years old? Is that
43.
Correct? 43. Okay.
Yeah.
What's sad?
He had a lot of potential, you know? And he was a very solid actor. And, you know, I'm assuming there was going to be more Black Panther movies, right?
Absolutely. But what was sad about it was he showed up on YouTube or he did some post about whatever. And everyone's like calling him a crackhead.
Yeah, he looks so
skinny. He looks like he's doing drugs and he's fighting cancer, but he wanted to do it privately.
So fucked up.
So look at this guy. You're making a public appearance to talk about something that's important to you. And you read the comments, everyone thinks you're a crackhead, but in reality, you're dying of cancer.
Probably hurt bad.
And that the same people that are like, oh, look at this fucking junk box, are on Facebook going, oh, rest in peace.
Yeah, I know, right?
What a tragedy.
Yeah, what a tragedy. It's like, well, maybe you
should
have checked.
Quick, the tide fucking turns.
Yeah, it's very, very sad.
Everybody, Michael Jackson. Everyone's like, what a child molester freak. Then he dies. They're like, oh,
the whole world,
what a legend.
Hands around the world for MJ.
It's like, no one gives a fuck about you until you're gone. That's, you know, that's kind of the trend. You look online, it's just... toxic spewing kind of.
You're
cycle.
A big fan of MJ and his
and the
clock at Never Neverland.
People take
big
their sides.
What See, time is you're... bedtime, Sean? At Never Neverland.
Now you're making assumptions.
Well,
here.
There's a lot of bona fide evidence.
Well, if the FBI clears you when you watch an HBO documentary,
when
the credibility of HBO over the
here,
FBI.
Here, take this $20 million. Tee-hee.
Like I said, I guess the HBO has more credibility than the FBI. We'll go into this another day.
We should have a whole episode dedicated to.
I'm gonna
have a whiteboard of the
Phil
facts.
Phil gets his facts from HBO. All right.
So the Batmobile, I like. It's a little throwback. It kind of looks like a Challenger, you know, but
it
custom.
It's a mix, though. It does have a Nolan look to it a little bit.
Yeah, well, the flat black kind of dark, you
the
know,
sleek kind of.
Yeah, and it's got
metal.
Like all these like power lights and stuff. And,
it has more function than fashion, if you will.
Yes.
Somewhere like the Tim Burton one is there's no function. It just looks sick, but like you probably can't even open the door. You have to go.
Yeah.
Out the-
well, it's so long. How do you make turns on that thing? I think in one of the scenes it had to like use a grappling hook to make a turn. You know, it was so wide. It was such a long piece
so
of equipment.
They actually said that one of the sorry princes.
Good, though.
One of the sorry princes bought. One of the Burton Batmobiles. There was only a couple laying around.
Who bought it? Saudi princes? Oh,
Saudi prince Washi was a big Batman fan.
Oh, I must buy.
So they were like, how much? $35 million.
That's nothing.
That's peanuts.
Yeah, he's got so much oil.
Imagine driving around the sorry desert in a Batmobile.
Would that be the weirdest thing you'd see, like, in Dubai?
But you think they have an AC in that unit? I don't know if they
Oh, he's going to have to custom put an air compressor in there.
How much? 100,000 air
Yeah, no problem. I put three. Yeah.
So it's a cooler villain setup, I think. You got Penguin, Catwoman. The Riddler's the main villain.
Somebody made a meme the other day, because now, isn't it Colin Farrell playing the Penguin?
Correct.
So, but he looks just like, was it Richard Karn? Or Richard Kind?
Richard Karn was
not Richard,
Al Borland.
Not Al Borland.
Look Tool up, time!
Look up Richard Kind, and with all the facial prosthetic they put on Colin Farrell, he just looks like Richard Kind. They should have just got Richard Kind.
Who is Richard Kind?
Comedian, actor, character actor. He's in a lot of, he does a lot of voice stuff. He was in the show, he does a lot of voice stuff for Disney. He's very much an ABC actor. You gotta know his face.
That's not a good look if you look like the Penguin.
But he just looks like the Penguin. He looks like Colin Farrell with all this prosthetic. You might as well just got Richard Kine.
Richard Kine. Oh, this guy.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. He looks like, that's what I'm saying. You should have just got this guy.
I know him mostly lately. He's in Curb Your Enthusiasm. He's Larry David's
cousin.
That's right.
He's in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
He plays Larry David's cousin.
And he does a lot of voices. He's in the show. Yeah. A Bug's Life, Inside Out. Nothing to say Bug's Life.
He's been around forever.
He's been around since the
early
90s.
Spin
City. He's a voice in Toy Story. He does all the voices in all these cars. And Inside Out.
Once I saw his picture, I'm like, oh, Richard Kahn.
Yeah, Richard Kahn. He's in a lot of stuff. He was Argo,
Stargate.
He could
look like the Penguin. He has facial features of the penguin.
Main picture of him in this tuxedo, he looks like the Penguin.
And he has the kind of pointy nose.
He's the Penguin. Just hire Richard Kind. That's who I would have hired. I was like, no. We don't need Colin Farrell for this
one. They want a bigger name, I guess.
They need a bigger name. But it's like Richard Kind's been around.
You know
we don't need Colin Farrell.
Saw Colin Farrell in...
It'd be cheaper to hire
True
Richard
Detective
Kind.
True Detective Season 2. He's... Best thing on the show.
Oh,
the
my
rest
cousin
of the
really,
show
I never got
sucks.
To True Detective.
Season 1 is groundbreaking.
Yeah, a lot of people like it. My cousin loved it. I never got a chance to. I do too much staring into a wall I never got to go.
Woody Harrelson and McConaughey.
How many episodes is there? It's 8 episodes.
It's usually between 8 and 10. I want to say 8.
It's only the 2 seasons, all right?
3.
It's 3.
So 3 had I like 3 a lot. It redeemed itself from 2.
There's so much content. It's tough to keep up with all the content.
But I think HBO has good stuff.
They do.
Generally speaking, that is. Yeah. Not everything, but generally speaking,
part,
HBO
sure.
has quality content.
Yeah. Except for the last couple of seasons of Game of Thrones.
Well,
final season to get back. Most of it.
That's what I was alluding to.
Yeah,
was
yeah,
Game
yeah.
of
Naturally.
Thrones.
Now they really butchered that. They really fucking went down for that blunder.
One of the breweries I work with at work is Omegang Brewery. They're located in Cooperstown, New York.
Mm-hmm.
They had this huge commercial tie-in with Game of Thrones.
Yes, they had the Game of Thrones
beers.
Lagers, ales, whatever.
All different beers, but typically stronger beers.
Yeah, a little dark. They're dark lagers.
In Game of
yeah.
Thrones, people would drink stronger beers. They're not drinking Michelob Ultras.
No, these neckbeards need a lot to get them hosed.
Neckbeards, exactly.
Yeah, these neckbeards need to get hosed.
So, you know... About season 3 or 4, they started selling the beers. And I'm looking at the numbers, and I can't sell this beer fast enough. Everyone fucking wants it. It's cranking. Season 7 comes.
Cue the slide whistle.
We're sitting on hundreds of cases. No one wants the fucking
case. You got pallets of them. You got a whole warehouse full of this shit.
A bar orders is like, oh, wait, I don't want this. I'm sending it back.
Yeah. Send it back.
Because
who's at that point?
We had to dump so much of after season 7, they came out with one more batch, like the end or the...
Yeah, this is the
end. No one wanted it. Like, this is the end of this beer.
It literally left a sour taste in people's mouths.
Correct. It was
How do you like that?
But yeah. I just found it funny that people hated the show so much...
That they stopped... It wasn't trendy anymore at that point. People were soured with it, so to speak.
I'm still sour. I have never rewatched one episode.
They really shat the bed on that one. And they were going to do... The Star Wars show, weren't they, Benioff and Weiss? They were getting so ahead of themselves. They were like, oh, look at this. We're going to be fucking Hollywood's freaking sweethearts. Forget about this Game of Thrones shit. Just make it up as we go. And then make a burn the whole place down. And
Now they're like producers at the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
She's like, get my coffee.
Speaking of which, let's bring her up. Oh, I love how she's getting canceled. She screwed her whole staff practically.
Nightmare.
I love how. I mean, this is kind of old news now. It's a couple months old, but
what's. It's still
relevant.
It's still topical,
right? It's this summer that because they've had to obviously do the they're all doing them from home. All these people they've had to quarantine from their 17-acre mansions in Beverly Hills. You know, I'm so sorry for Ellen.
Let's all
cry from you know. Meanwhile, we're in this little cage of a studio.
I know,
it's about to fall apart.
Bats flying around.
Bat leakings from the ceiling. Yes, acid and oils coming down. The whole thing's about to crash.
Spirit Airlines.
Spirit Airlines. Get your $18 tickets now. Yeah, you'll get acid in the cargo hold.
Sir, you have some water that's $18.50.
Put Sean in the cargo hold. Yeah, $18.50 for the little 4 ounce thing of water.
It's kind of cold one. Cold
blanket's $75, sir.
I'm cold. My teeth hurts.
Broomer fast. Yeah, that's a different illusion. But long story short, Ellen DeGeneres, you know, she plays Hollywood sweetheart, and meanwhile she's like, the stories of her coming out.
You can't look her in the eyes.
You can't look her. You can't make eye contact with her. She has a sensitive nose, so if you smell in any way, she'll make you go home and take a shower or stay home. Beyond that, you cannot eat like. Odd lunches. Now, I could kind of almost get behind that.
But like,
you ever had a, like in the office and somebody like, would you, like, I'm microwaving my tuna babkalak and it's like, oh, it stinks up the whole place. I get that. But like,
you don't eat tuna fish, canned tuna.
You're heating them up so they stink up.
It's like microwaving White Castles.
Right. But that's not as unpalatable
White Castle,
as that is.
White
like,
Castles have a full. Pungent aroma to them.
For sure. Well, especially how they come out. They come out the same way they come in. But
ooh, a little slime.
Oh, dear. She apparently, you can't make eye contact with her. So even like a bodyguard of hers was like, yeah, you couldn't even look at her or whatever. She pretended like I didn't exist.
Well, she just treated everyone like shit.
Yeah, she treated them like they were like subhuman.
She was supposed to be this like hero of the LGBT
community. I'm so
community.
Nice, LGBT popular Hollywood sweetheart.
I love the kids and everyone. Kids. But in reality, you only love yourself.
What about when she was so grimy to trick Mariah Carey into like having a drink? She tried to get her to... say that she was pregnant on the show, like on live television, and she brought out champagne, and Mariah was like, nah, because she was pregnant.
She didn't want to say it on air because
exactly.
Ellen would get the cred for it.
Also, turns out that she ended up having a fucking miscarriage, so like, it only makes Ellen look even more fucking scumbaggish. And now, and apparently, so she puts out this thing on Twitter, I support my whole studio team, all my,
you're going to make changes.
Yeah, but even before that she said that, like,
you're changing, you're going to fire everyone that ratted on you?
Well, the jig was up at that point, but beforehand, she was like, this COVID is so hard on my staff, but it turns out that she hired a different cheaper staff to set up the studio at her house instead of her normal staff. So she had the normal staff in the studio.
She probably outsourced her producers from India.
Yeah,
like,
she outsourced everyone from India.
Hello, this is Kaif Patel.
This is Jamesh.
I'm the new producer of This Is Ellen Show.
Meanwhile, like the rest of them are trying to get their unemployment and they can't get it. You know, like oh fuck, I refreshed and I can't get my unemployment. Now they're going to kick me out of my studio apartment.
She got too big for her britches.
Too big for her britches. You ever see her mansions? The episode of her when she's on Comedians
plural,
of Cars
mansions.
With Seinfeld. Oh my God. Mansions. No, not mansion. Mansions. It's worth like $400 million.
We're trying to buy a house for like, you know, $500K, and we're like struggling.
She's
got mansions.
She's got when Seinfeld drove up to her estate in Beverly Hills, and it was like, my fucking God. And it's like, what is this? Two people live here? Like, what do you mean? This is like a giant
her
wall.
Wife.
Portia de Rossi.
I love the Arrested Development.
I was
early
saying
seasons.
I know her from Arrested Development. I liked her.
I don't know her for anything else.
Just the Arrested Development, really.
Literally, I don't think.
Yeah, and she kind of retired after that. She's like, I'm going to marry this Rich Allen and retire.
You think that was her like, this
MO?
Is my nest egg? I'm just
well,
gonna...
she certainly didn't work much after that.
But do you think she was always a lesbian, or she kind of was like, maybe I'm like bisexual and I'm gonna get.
I like
a beta.
She's bisexual for money.
That's what I'm. You know, implicating.
I don't know. Who cares? But I know, right? But they seem happily ever after married with their money.
It doesn't even say she's an actress.
Money.
It says...
No, she's just
American,
Ellen DeGeneres.
Australian businesswoman.
Pretty much, right? And her business was marrying Ellen. That was her main source of business.
A formal model and actress.
Yeah. Arrested Development is what I know her as. She was one of the Bluths, right?
The Bluth. Lindsay Bluth.
Oh, okay.
And then she was on some show called Scandal for 3 years.
Yeah,
now she's
never watched
current
it.
Founder and CEO of the art company General Public.
Oh, of course. The CEO of some nonprofit organization that does nothing but hemorrhage money.
Yeah.
And for tax
Ooh.
Purposes.
Ooh, General Public.
Yeah, General Public. General Electric.
Who are you helping, you philanthropist?
It's a write-off for Ellen. Ellen needs deductions.
It's pretty strange that she had a husband. Married in 1996, divorced in 1999.
And he is destitute.
Whoever Mel Metcalf is.
Well, Mr. Metcalf has met his match with Ellen. Ellen and her bank account. I hope Ellen goes away.
I'm just saying.
Long story short, I hope Ellen... Sean's trying to uncover a plot here of Portia de Rossi marrying Ellen just for the money. But as far as I'm concerned, I want Ellen to go away. I've always thought that she was a phony.
Look at this tweet.
I always thought she was a phony.
2017,
phony.
De Rossi claims Steven Seagal exposed himself to her. While she was auditioning for one of his films.
By expose, do you mean reveal his genitals?
Well, Seagal probably has a big package. Like, he's like, yo, listen.
Get a load of this. And
he like
does
broke,
a karate
he
move.
He like karate chopped the board with his fucking unit.
He snapped somebody's neck and then showed.
No, it was like one of those like chopping
the karate boards.
Yeah.
And then one just he chopped the board with his genitals.
Yes,
oh, I see. I see where you're getting with that.
But this is
oh
the
my
thing,
God.
Right?
Oh,
it
dear.
Says allegedly. So meaning it was dropped and there's no evidence of it.
It was dropped. It was settled out of court.
Maybe Ellen was like, I don't like him. He was rude to me once.
Yeah, he was rude to her once.
So say he saw you his dick.
He whipped out his package onto a snapping martial arts wooden board.
But that's an awkward duo, Steven Seagal and Portia de Rossi.
What were they in the same room for? Oh, Portia de Rossi. That's really more my my guy.
Well, that's a putty.
That's putty, yeah. But they did the same
all
thing.
All sides point to yes.
All sides point to the eight ball. I squint in my eyes here. I'll snap your neck. Everybody's
devils.
Yeah. The devils.
So I was at a Devils game when he was like, inciting. It was a David Putty.
It was David Putty night. It was David Putty night.
So they gave out a bobblehead of him,
right.
Did like the chant.
The bus with the devils, man.
But he took off his shirt, had it like painted D
on
his
chest.
Oh,
no way, did he really?
And he had to be late 50s.
Patrick Warburton, yeah, let's see how old he is now. He's been around for.
Say he's 60 years old.
He is 55. He must have been young during Seinfeld then. He's younger than us. Shit, make me feel old, man.
Yeah, Seinfeld's last season was what, 99, 98?
Yeah, like 98 at the latest. So that's 22 years ago, minus 22. Oh my God, he was 33 at the latest.
He was our age.
He's younger than us. He was definitely younger than us.
He did 8-ball. He was like 32 years old.
He was probably like 29, 30. Don't mess with the 8-ball. All signs point to yes.
My favorite putty episode, I think, is when he was.
You stole my Jesus fish.
When he was the used car salesman.
Oh.
When he worked at the car
keys?
Dealership.
How you going to start it? Rust proofing? We don't even know what that is.
Oh, we got lunch at Arby's.
Feels like an Arby's night. We had donuts before. There were that was somebody else.
And he goes, rust-proofing.
Rust-proofing, keys. Keys? How you gonna start it? Floor mats. Yeah. He went from grease monkey. Oh, no more grease monkey. I don't care for that term. Yeah, because he was grease monkey first.
Putty was a great character.
Great character.
He made Elaine look less annoying. Yeah. He humanized her a little bit.
He definitely showed her like controlling, nagging sides, too. But because she kind of bitched him.
I don't think... Well, she definitely bitched him, that's for sure.
Was he ever a stand-up comedian?
No, I think he just had that... He was a huge voice actor.
Yeah, of course. He still does voice acting.
He's gigantic voice
actor.
He was
the Tick. He's...
He did some, like,
he's
crappy
Joe
sitcom.
On Family Guy.
He did some crappy sitcom with...
He's done a lot. He's done so much stuff. Joe on Family Guy, I think, was one of his longer-term roles. He was the Tick. You know, what else was he?
The Tick's a weird franchise.
It's great, though. It was great.
I remember liking the cartoon.
That's what I'm saying. He was the voice on the cartoon. He was the voice on that cartoon.
Thing. It had maybe 2 seasons at the most.
Yeah, probably. He does a lot of voice work. And he does, he's like...
He has a very, like...
Disney, he was the guy. He's the character on the thing Soarin', if you ever did the ride Soarin'. He's like Oh, that's a great ride. You got to get there.
I haven't been to Disney since... Probably 1998.
Oh, I feel bad.
We were planning the trip this summer. Put on my COVID list.
Yeah.
canceled.
I was in Disneyland last October before, but I didn't go to Disneyland in California, and then but I didn't go to the other park, DCA Disney California Adventure, and that's where the Soarin' ride is. That ride's great. I love that ride. And it's a, you're flying over, you're soaring over. Now it's soaring over the world. It used to be soaring over California, and they shoot the scents at you.
I think so, it was like, Soarin'. He was a magic planeswalker. Soarin'. That's what I'm thinking of.
Oh.
He's a vampire guy.
Oh, well, that's
S-O-U-R-I-N.
Is that Magic also, the Gathering?
Correct. And there's also Soarin'. There's a vape called Soarin'. So there's all these Soarin's, and I'm like,
they're coming to mind.
All the other things are coming.
He was the voice of Buzz Lightyear on the TV show.
Nah,
Buzz Lightyear star.
Tim Allen is Buzz
Tim
Lightyear.
Tim Allen's the only Buzz Lightyear that I'll allow.
I don't. This,
anybody else?
Some knockoff Buzz Lightyear, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't care for that. I don't care for that.
It's Tim the Toolman Taylor, right?
Yeah. Tim the Cocaine Man Taylor.
I love his mugshot. He's in Detroit.
It's great. Detroit,
heavy
mustache, 1980.
And a giant stash. Thick ass distributing stash. Like kilos of cocaine.
How did he go from, he one in a trillion to go from that to being like a Disney star, right? How's the possibility?
Listen, Tim Allen is, I'm a big fan of Tim Allen because he's a big Detroit guy. And I
Sean's
love you
a
about Detroit.
Big fan of Detroit. Sean,
but Tool Time was a great show growing up. It was funny. It was entertaining.
Very good.
But you know what? It wouldn't fly in this fucking modern era of 2020.
No. Didn't he have...
He was very machismo, and he would like...
Everything was...
He would make fun of women in some of his sketches in the show and like...
Yes, or even in his stand-up, too.
Well, stand-up's brutal, heavy time.
But didn't he recently have a TV show that was canceled?
It was canceled and resurrected 5 times.
Yeah. Almost like, what's-her-name, Roseanne, kind of.
Well, Roseanne got...
Cancel them! I don't get the canceling because it's like... Like, from just a money perspective, I guess they don't want the bad PR of these companies, but it's like, well, you'd assume the people that are watching this...
It was called Last Man Standing.
It's the ones looking to cancel it are not the ones really watching it. So what do the companies care? They just don't want... Because they're supposed to be, like, Disney's supposed to be like, oh, you know, they don't want any kind of controversy, so they have to cancel it.
See,
they just don't want... They want to avoid the drama, but it's like, you'd be better off just... Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm not a corporate clone at Disney, but... But
so
I just
not
feel
only
like,
is it not canceled.
Because now there's talks about doing, now with the new CEO of Disney, he's like, fuck all this, we're doing anti-woke. Because he's like, because the woke isn't profitable.
The woke poisoned Star Wars. It toxified it.
I mean, it maybe toxified Lucasfilm because it was, there was too much, like, Lucasfilm was never, you know, when Disney, with George was there, like, was never political per se. George did sprinkle politics into the prequels in the 2000s, but it was never on the nose, and it was very, very subtle.
You had to go to magnifying glass to really see it.
Yeah, it wasn't on the forefront, you know?
It wasn't like the last
Rise of Skywalker wasn't
fine.
On the nose
with it. LGBT is nothing wrong with it. But you're imposing a forced kiss scene.
But that's magnifying glass because that's not. You wouldn't even notice that had there not been an article.
This is my argument, right? There was no straight kiss scenes in other movies.
You talking about Star Wars?
Star Wars. Well,
what's her name kissed?
Their main characters are focal points in the movie.
Yeah.
You don't see background aliens making out Mos Eisley.
No, you don't. But
it felt shoot in to like feed a demographic.
But I mean, because that's the thing, they want to be progressive, and it's like we're with the times. But I mean, something like that is so background, we wouldn't have fucking noticed it had there not been an article about it. So I don't really give a shit about that. And also, like with Revenge of the Sith, going back to 2005, the only thing political was the "if you are not with me, you are my enemy." And there was articles saying that like that was kind of what George Bush said. He was like, "if you are not with us, you are with the terrorists." And that was the only political really allusion to
you
the
think
prequels.
George Bush even watched Star Wars?
No, of course not.
He's
but
like,
anyway,
I'm watching
the
baseball.
Well, they were trying to say that George Lucas put that in because George Bush said it. And it was like, if that was the only political thing, first of all, it's not word for word. It was not on the nose, and it was very subtle. It was nothing. I mean, the new movies didn't, like, there's woke stuff in it, but...
It's way woke.
I mean, obviously the most woke one is The Last Jedi, you know, right? I mean, I wouldn't call Force Awakens really woke, other than, you know, Rey, right, being the main character. You call
Last
woke.
Jedi has surpassed itself. I always thought Attack of the Clones, Episode 2.
Was the worst. No, I'm still going with Attack of the Clones being
Last Jedi is on the same level of horrific crap.
Well, no, I think The Last Jedi is a better, more well-made movie. I think just the direction that it went.
Well, it's more well-made because it came out 20 years later.
Well, no, yeah, but that I think just the composition and it looks better.
It had unnecessary characters. Plot points that went nowhere.
Well, I think it's more or less that, we don't like where the story went, especially with Luke. I think that's everybody's main issue with The Last Jedi.
It's just Luke was such
Because you could talk about Rose Tico all day and night and could talk about the casino scene, but really the thing that angered everybody was what they did with Luke.
My favorite Rose Tico.
Because if you like what they did with Luke, you wouldn't have cared as much about the waste of 25 minutes of the casino scene or about Rose Tico kind of being a bit shoehorned. They could have did more with that character, better things with that character.
My favorite Rose Tico response of how shitty of a character she was, go to any Target's Funko Pop section.
It's get like stacks of Rose.
It's pictures after Christmas.
Well, let's face
Everything's wiped. There's 75 Rose Tico Pop.
I think, that's true. I think a lot of it, that there is a 50% of that with that people in general or like whatever, even kids in general don't want to buy the new stuff. I think it also has to do with adults being the majority of the ones that buy these collectibles at this point are less interested in buying sequel trilogy shit than they are with original trilogy stuff or even possibly prequel trilogy stuff at this point because the prequel trilogy has been mostly forgiven because now the ones that grew up with it are in their mid-30s and they've pretty much forgiven the prequels.
You know what?
So the prequels don't get nearly as much flack now than they did with 7 years ago because of the sequel trilogy. But that being said, also add in the fact that children don't play with action figures as much as they used to.
No, because there's no Toys R Us outlet.
I think that's
think about your son. Don't you disappointed? Yeah, Toys R Us doesn't exist.
We were talking about that yesterday because we passed by a defunct Toys R Us. It was just the blue, and the sign was taken down. I was like, oh look, that
wouldn't
was a Toys R Us.
Wouldn't you love to like get some figures for yourself, buy your son something he wants?
Yeah, we go into Target and there's the one little aisle, and that's it, you know.
But the Target aisle,
it's one little aisle. But like, also we talked about like imagine like the idea of having a whole entire warehouse big box store full of toys in 2020. It's like it doesn't seem like it could exist. Then it doesn't anymore, you know, because it was like, how could they survive? Like a whole store of things you don't need. You know what I mean? At least Target sells groceries.
But so I have fond memories
of course, I do.
Graduating kindergarten and going to Toys R Us and picking out a toy I want.
I'm in complete agreement, but it's just a different world, you know? It's just a different world.
Like you can't sustain it. Our children, they're going to lose that allure of getting the excitement of going to the toy store.
I'm in agreement.
Target section, by the way, is always wiped.
It's wiped. It's two aisles,
and their stocking is fucking horrendous.
There's one like bent, like
it's like some shitty
one
like
bent up
third rate character. Yeah, they're like, there's
like
good looking a Darth Vader figure.
One bent Snoke, you know, like a dusty Snoke.
And
like,
this is the problem, right? Yeah, people our age that are not having families or not doing anything like these fat collectors.
Yeah, there's a lot of especially with COVID, as collectibles have gone up because people aren't spending their money elsewhere.
So
they're looking to buy collectibles. I'm sure people watching the show are purchasing collectibles, right? Because
we purchased collectibles.
Fuck yeah, I spent like $3,000 this summer buying shit.
So I just spurged a little bit. I bought, so it's called, the company's called One Up. And they
sponsors. We're poor.
Like, it's a lower in scale. It's not the same size as the regular arcade cabinets. It's about
80%
the size.
Yeah, I know. Well, it stands on. Now we're talking about
the old arcade
cabinets. So it stands on a thing that makes it like
they have a stand on it.
I know.
It has like the designs and everything.
No, I know. It's nice.
So it's about 80% scale.
I know. It's the full size of an arcade cabinet.
Those things can't fit in your house anyway. They're gigantic.
No, the full size cabinet. That's something to get in your house.
But,
yeah. What a job that would be.
I saw it on sale. It was about 30% off.
That's not bad, because the one I seen in Walmart was like $300. What'd you pay? Sean bought one, by the way.
No, so it retails going around $450.
What'd you pay?
I paid $340.
Okay, yeah, that's probably what I seen it for. Yeah, that's good. I mean, like, because they are
but
big and heavy pieces.
Well, they're on sale because Walmart's trying to get rid of the inventory and then be gone with it.
Turn it over, yeah. Well, I mean, but that's always the case.
New ones coming. Like, X-Men Street Fighter is coming out in October. Like,
you got Turtles in Time, right?
I got the Ninja Turtles, so the classic Turtles.
Oh, so you didn't get Turtles in Time. You got
Turtles
in Time.
Turtles included in the games.
But the cabinet's regular Turtles.
But I prefer the regular Turtles because that's the cat I remember as a little kid.
I remember Turtles and I remember them both. Yeah. But
Turtles
in
Time cabinet's rare and more expensive because that came out at the end.
What did I see? I put it in our little
The end days of arcades. Turtles in Time... The dying end of arcades is probably around 97, 90, 98 is when the arcades kind of became extinct. They had a resurgence in the early 90s, and that's when I got into it. Street Fighter and its Mortal Kombat is what resurged the arcades in the early 90s. This is in the documentary on Netflix about video games.
It's, yeah.
Fantastic. Kind of goes through. So, you know, you start the origins of Pong and Pac-Man, all these things, and it just kind of snowballs into all these games you're familiar with. Sonic, Street Fighter. And I'm about halfway through it. I love it. Right. Looking at the arcade, looking at the history of video games, applies the history of your kind of adolescence.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Yeah, we skipped the 70s and 80s part, but that's three episodes. The other seven episodes in the series
is there that many of the new series?
I think it's 10 episodes. I could be mistaken.
Okay. And it's half an hour an episode?
It's about 40 minutes an episode.
Ooh, that's long. I'll definitely...
it's great.
That's right up my alley. That's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. It just came out like 2 weeks ago.
What's it called? The video game documentary?
I'll look up the name. I want to call like High Score or something like that.
Oh, cool. Because I did like,
I just saw the
games that made us, the movies that made us. I've watched all those shits, so...
I'm
more likely to watch documentaries.
Cast listener Stephen Kump recommended to me, and...
Friend of the show. Bring him on.
He's a Jersey cat, so if we...
Where is he?
He lives in Jersey, so...
When did he move to Jersey? This is not cast material. Yeah, no one gives a shit. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, exactly.
When did our friend move to Jersey? Tune in next time when we get the answer.
It's not for the fans to listen to.
No one gives a shit about it.
No one gives a personal fuck, lives. Right?
Next. On downvote. Yeah, unsubscribed.
Okay, unsubscribed. Video Games Talking on Netflix. The name is... That's not it. The fuck is the name? High Score.
Okay. I'll take it. I'll watch the whole thing tonight. I'll binge the whole thing.
I'm not a binger. I only watch... I can watch 2-3 hours.
I could binge. I just got to get myself in the zone and then just do it. Yeah.
Has your son taken interest in playing any video games yet, or he's a little too young still?
At 14 months, no. He'll just mash the controller. He can mash the controller. He knows that controllers and remotes go to the TV. That's a good sign. Anyway, we got the big Bill and Ted's... Face the Music. Have you seen it, Sean?
I'm planning on seeing it weekend coming up. This week, Labor Day weekend.
We probably should have seen it. But then again, we would have had to do spoilers. So maybe we'll wait till everyone watches it.
Your father ordered it. We can put it on right now.
Yeah, I accidentally ordered it. I get the emails like, Verizon, $24.99.
Did your dad... I'd be surprised if your father was an original fan of Bill and Ted. He doesn't look like a Bill and Ted fan.
No, I would assume that he was probably still too old. Like the first one came out, what, 89 or 88?
88, the year we were born.
There you go.
Then... Sequels 91.
Mm-hmm.
And the trilogy finished...
just now. 2020. They look good.
29 years later.
Alex Winter and Keanu Reeves both look good. So, see, I didn't... that kind of humor was... I would say a little bit before us. Like, I remember... I kind of liken that to, like, Encino Man and movies like that. They're kind of...
Bill and Ted's better than Encino Man. The original Bill and Ted, the first one.
Yeah, no, it is. But I mean, like,
Bogus Journey, Adventure, whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, I mean, it did different things. No, the first one's better. Yeah, and George Carlin's great.
Well, you have like Napoleon at the water park, Genghis Khan,
and those are iconic. That was just on TV constantly on Saturday afternoons.
Channel 11
had
afternoon movies.
Excellent. That was constantly on. Like I would watch
Wild Stallions.
Yeah, that was classic stuff in the 90s. I was more like privy to watch like if Spaceballs was on.
Well,
or
that's
something.
The thing.
But
none of us watched in theaters. Came out when we were born.
Yeah,
but
no, I didn't watch it in theaters.
5 years later, it's cable. It's public TV fodder.
Yeah.
You're a 6-year-old
network
at home.
Television.
You're a 6-year-old bored at home clicking channels.
Excellent.
You're like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
That was my first exposure
to
Keanu Reeves.
Positive. Yeah. Right before
that, put Keanu Reeves
on
the map.
Oh, that's what I was telling my wife. Yeah. Put him on the map before Matrix or what did he do before? He did some. Oh, there was. I knew him from Speed too. I knew Speed.
He's done a bunch of shit.
Point Break. But I would have.
John
Wick has... Speed. I saw in theaters. What was that? 94.
Saw that in theaters. Yeah. That's not a movie. Take a 5-year-old to. I'd say.
Oh no.
It's funny. I'm looking up Keanu Reeves. I wrote Keanu Wick.
Yeah, I would have been 6. Yeah. That's not bad.
I don't think that's a kid movie. Well, I saw this movie.
It's like PG-13.
I saw this movie, Celtic Pride. So I'm confused, right? I'm looking up Keanu Reeves. Everyone says he's born in Hawaii.
Yeah,
but then I'm looking at this and it says Canadian actor. He grew up in Toronto. No, he's born in this Hawaii shit's bogus.
I think some family from of his.
So I'm looking at him. He's born in Lebanon, but he grew up in Toronto.
Okay, he is. Yeah, I know he's originally like Canadian, quote unquote, but he's got some ties to Hawaii.
It says he's a Canadian actor. He's 1964, man. He looks great.
His father's from Hawaii. Reeves last met his father on Kauai in age 13, when he was 13.
That's what man, for being 50,
he looks great.
5 years old, he looks fantastic.
They both look good, though. Alex Winter and him both look good. You know, they both, like, for their mid-50s, because Alex Winter's got to be in his 50s, too, right? And he looks good, too.
Came out some movie, Youngblood, I don't know about.
Mm-hmm. Alex, they're the same age, 50. They both look good.
Oh, so Bill and Ted's
Alex
89.
Winter's a little bloated. Yeah, okay, 89. And then the next one was, what, 91? Speed was 94.
Devil's Advocate was a great movie.
97.
Then
was
The Matrix
one.
Was his big.
Then he became a blockbuster star.
Matrix when he, like,
became blockbuster mainstream. Star, yeah.
Then he, like, went off the grid for a bit.
Whoa,
then
I did.
Wick.
No, he did all the other Matrixes and Constantine. I'm going to do Constantine. I'm going to defeat you, demons. Whatever year that was.
Constantine was pretty whack.
I didn't see it. But I remember it. 05. Yeah, I remember, like that year I was checked out. If it wasn't, like, Revenge of the Sith and Batman Begins, I had no interest in whatever the fuck
like
it was.
05 was, like, your pinnacle of high school where you're, like... Yeah. You're so busy socializing that you don't have time for
Yeah, movies. The only movies I even gave a fuck about, like I said, were Revenge of the Sith. I was like, 3 weeks away! It was a really big deal.
I remember
and
seeing
Batman
that.
Batman Begins, secondarily.
I didn't see Batman Begins in theaters.
The funny thing is that I didn't either. It was just like I saw it when it came out after. But
I love comics as a kid. You know who resurrected my interest in comics was our departed friend, Fat Mike.
Fat Mike, friend of the cast.
You know what's funny? I thought about him today. I drove out of that derelict hotel on by.
Oh God, he's living at a derelict hotel. Who?
Yeah.
Was it the West Shore Inn?
Well, that's a steakhouse, but.
Oh, that. No, oh yeah.
Like the Motor Inn.
The Motor Inn, the Victory Motor Inn.
By where the Target Inn ShopRite is.
Yeah, in the South Shore. Yeah.
So I drove by it tonight. I'm like, man, remember Mike? He lived there. This is one of his lower points in his life. But speaking about the good things about him, was. I love comics growing up as a kid. Love them.
Sure.
And then I kind of like grew comics. Got tired.
Yeah, you know.
And then like in my mid-20s, Pat Mike was so into
it. He's really into him, graphic novels, things like that.
And he kind of like one day he's like, we're talking. I had the knowledge about it. And we're talking. He goes, yo, Shoney boy, we got to go to the store. So one day I go to the comic book store.
Comic Book Jones.
And
who doesn't exist either anymore.
We had such a good time and it was just. Going down memory lane, he's like, did read this, read that, and he got me back into it.
Mm.
And it was nostalgic, and like, I enjoyed
it.
And I, my friend Max on the front of the cast, I put him onto comics.
Oh.
So Mikey's influence kind of spread.
He actually even helped kind of influence where this podcast went, because back in 2010, he was like, I would like to make one of those like YouTube channels. This was before like everybody had a YouTube channel. And he wanted to kind of like talk nerdy shit and do like play video games. And I was just like, anybody gonna watch you play video games? But I was like, yeah,
that was before Twitch. Now Twitch
it was
is
long before people actually watched people play video games like and made money on it. That was he was really like it was ahead of his time with that kind of logic.
So are you calling Fat Mike a pioneer?
He was kind of a pioneer, except that he just wanted to do these things, but at least he had the idea to. But then when we started talking about doing a podcast in 2014 and 2015, which is, you know, this podcast has been going on for 5 years now. Oh boy, we've really risen.
Ranking in the episodes.
We really ranked in with 45 episodes
as
over 5 years.
The ass is like burning.
Yeah. The acid of the studio. Is
Can burning. I get a blanket?
Yeah. Shut up down there. Broomer fast. Do what you need to do with her and Broomer Fast.
Tell the listeners here where the Broomer Fast came from.
That's from... Yeah.
This is a good listen. I had a good laugh from this.
That's the original Spider-Man movie, William Dafoe, Green Goblin, says it to what's-his-name, but
James Franco.
James Franco, but what were we likening it to? We're just saying it for anything.
Well, essentially, what you link it to is... Explain the story. They're eating Thanksgiving dinner, and
in the movie?
Dispose of this bitch!
Yeah, he's talking about Mary Jane to... James Franco in the hallway, but everybody could hear him. And he's like, do what you need to do with her, then broom her fast. And then they're all like, oh,
Aunt
like May's Aunt
like,
May.
Oh,
she's choking on her Thanksgiving turkey.
Dear.
Oh, dear.
You
it's
know
gone. He burned.
You know what's funny about Aunt May to me, right?
Yeah.
Her first, like, rendition of Aunt May looks like the Oh Dear one from Simon. It looks like Jerry's grandma.
Yeah, like the same 100-year-old age.
Now she's Marissa Tomei. Like,
yeah,
when did
yeah,
Aunt
yeah.
May become a hot MILF? When before she was a, like grainy well, old in, fucking
in the,
bag.
In the, if you remember the comic book and the cartoon, she was the white old bag. But I guess they were like, yeah, we need to do something fresh. Like, what do we do? We'll do Marissa Tomei.
Wait, let's. She should have tits. All right.
All right. Well, but they got it on a whiteboard.
Tits. Check.
Check.
Let's make it hot. All right.
Babe, check. Yeah, we're gonna switch it up this time.
Yeah, you know, let's introduce them.
Yeah.
Babe.
As you can see how creative Hollywood is. This is like the extent of their creativity when it comes to like the new Spider-Man.
You look at any comic books of Aunt May. She's a wrinkly old bag.
She's the lady that played her was just fine as Aunt May.
Oh
dear! I need to go to the chemical bank.
I need my tea.
I need my tea.
Peter, do you have any chamomile?
Poor Uncle Owen. What was his name? Uncle Owen and Aunt Peru.
Uncle Ben.
Uncle Tom. Uncle Ben. Yeah.
It'd be funny if Uncle Ben's rice was Peter Parker's dead uncle.
Yeah. People have made that joke before.
But there's a famous charred remains action figure meme.
Yeah, that's not a real thing, but yeah, of the charred remains of like as action figures, Uncle Ben and Aunt Beru.
And it's like they're burnt
skeletons. Yeah. That they should have made that.
When I first saw that, it goes
way back.
This is about 6 year old meme, maybe seven.
See, I saw that so long ago. I got tagged in that. Like
I think I fucking sent it to you.
I think there's a really old one that I got tagged in. Like it might gotta be 10 years, man. I'm telling you.
But. Photoshop.
But that's a long standing.
That was a great Lara for yeah.
Uncle and Aunt Beru like figures. They're just like the charred remains of them from the movie.
You have Aunt Beru in your new cantina.
Oh, you saw that? It's funny because anybody I show that to, they recognize that. I've got my little cantina out, my Star Wars cantina, and I was like, it's all aliens. I need some like human beings in there. I threw an Aunt Beru figure in there. She had a long day at the farm, moisture farm. She had to farm some of her own moisture.
That blue milk is not cheap.
Yeah, exactly. I need another blue milk. I think you've had enough, Aunt Beru. I'll tell you when I've had enough.
Yeah, imagine her just being drunk at
the bar. Yeah, exactly. Like,
is that a fucking droid in here?
Yeah.
Get him out.
Yeah, nice said no droids in here. And then like Luke and Uncle Ben have to drag her out. Like, you've had enough. I'll tell you when I've had enough, you little brat.
Go shoot some womp rats.
Yeah, go shoot your womp rats and your T-16, you little piece of turd. You little banta poo doo.
Yeah, your father's a murderer. Hush, hush.
Shut up.
Uncle Ben's like, we're gonna get killed. Let's go.
Let's get out of here. I go the aliens.
Obi-Wan sneaks in and race everyone's mind.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't see any of that.
The secret Aunt Beru is not a lush.
The secret shame of Aunt Beru. Should that be the name of this episode?
Secret shame Aunt Beru. I mean, we're pursuing a very underdeveloped character.
That
alcoholism.
Well, you figure that's got to be something in the new Obi-Wan. In the new Obi-Wan show that they're going to do?
You think
that's got to be something they go.
You think Beru is like trying to bang him, though?
Ben's not giving me.
Notice these Jedis, they
Ben Lars ain't doing it for me anymore.
These Jedis like to have children and be deadbeat dads.
Yeah, I know.
It's part of their M.O.
It's part of their M.O. I'm really not supposed to have children.
Oh, you're pregnant? I have to leave.
Got
to
be out for the dark side.
Sorry, I'm busy.
Gotta leave for the dark side.
I gotta polish my saber.
Yeah. Oh, let me polish it for you, Obi-Wan.
You're too old now.
What am I calling him? Ben. Yeah, like there's a lot of Bens and Owens. Owen doesn't do it for me no more. Yeah, that's good stuff. But,
it's good to go on a little Aunt Beru alcoholism.
Aunt Beru alcoholism tangent. She goes in the cantina.
And that cantina just wants credits, man.
She's hitting on the bartender like, you're a saucy one. He's like, we don't finish your drink and get out. You'll have to wait outside.
I gotta admit, Tatooine's bad for your skin, man.
There's a lot of
If I was the Star Wars,
all of the human characters. If you pause on the cantina, all of the human characters look disgusting.
They look. It looks like a actual Western.
It does.
In the 1800s.
The real reason for that is that all that was shot in England. So the company that they used to cast was called the Ugly Company. It was the Ugly Casting, and it still exists to this day. It was all for like oddball looking people, like little people and like people that had weird looks. They needed weird roles. So they had like headshots of like weird looking people for like, oh, that's great. We need him for this role.
So they weren't a cast Star Wars bartender.
They just employed that like like casting company, and they just hired like the whole batch of them.
You think they just wanted weathered looking people?
Well, I think they wanted weird looking people and weathered looking people, so they just hired the whole batch. Like the girls in the cantina, like that are smoking the hookah, the Tanaka sisters. If you could Google them, not to go this deep into Star Wars lore. You know, it's like the two women in the cantina smoking hookah. They have like the braided hair. They're in the cantina. Just look them up. You know what I'm talking about. And so anyway, there I listened to a podcast with one of them, the surviving one. One of them is dead. And she said that she was part of that that casting company or that modeling company, and that was where they all got hired from. That was why they all they all look like freaks and stuff. But yeah, you see these two, Sean, take a gander. Yeah. You know what I'm talking. So they're in the cantina. You don't remember them for the cantina? They're just the extras in the cantina.
You're the extra king, though.
Oh, well, I've seen these movies so many times. You don't remember that they're like...
I don't remember twins. I do not remember that at
really?
All.
They're having some hookah in the background. They're like... Look, there's the bartender talking to them and stuff.
I know the bartender's away.
Yeah.
Man, he got a schnoz, that dude.
Well, that's the point is that they were all from that same that modeling company, and that's why they all look like all the humans from the cantina.
I mean,
all look like freaks, you know. If you
the
look,
twins
close,
aren't
you pause
they're
on
not
them.
They're not terrible looking.
No. I think maybe they were like unusual in some other way. Maybe they were really tall or something. So they were in that casting company.
I mean, their hair is ugly, but
that's not real hair. It's a wig, Sean. But they're not really twins in real life. One of them passed away, but the other one I
no,
listened
you
to
can
a
tell pop- one's like. Considerably taller than the others.
Yeah. So there, but I listened to a podcast with her recently, and she said that she was like, "Well, that was we were all from the same modeling company, and it was for like weird looking people." I don't know. Like, she didn't really look weird herself. I don't know what the deal was, but all the men did. Like, they were all like.
But you know what though? If I'm filming a space western, which is essentially what A New Hope was.
Yeah, exactly. You want like weird. You don't want like.
I want authenticity. I don't.
You
need
don't
a,
want exactly.
If I
you
have
don't want
a
clean,
supermodel in the cantina.
No, you want clean cut.
It doesn't bring realism to me.
You don't
because
want clean
if she's
cut
so fucking
suits.
Hot. All these creeps, drunk aliens are going to be creeping on this
hey,
woman.
Hey, baby, yeah.
Hey, hot cheeks. Yeah.
Get over here. Yeah, so it was just a casting.
Steven Seagal. He chops in wood with his dick.
Pull out his lightsaber. Yeah, so that was real reason why all the extras, the human extras, not just the ones wearing masks.
That's very interesting.
Masks.
I don't know that.
Yeah. And that casting company still exists. I believe it's called the Ugly Modeling Company in the UK. Because remember
a good
that was
marketing
filmed
name.
There.
Like, why do anyone want to apply? Oh, well, I'm working for Uglies, yo. All right.
Let's see, the Ugly Modeling Agency. It's called it's called the Ugly Model Agency. Well, it's just for people. It's because when you need to cast a movie. Not everybody could be, you know, square-jawed, like, model-looking people that are, like, you know, they need, you sometimes
you
need...
You want some realism in that.
Well, you might need an oddball or something. It's like, well, this calls for a weirdo. Like, nowadays, it's, like, tattooed people that have face tattoos or just unusual. You need casting for unusual people for whatever reason. And that's what this model company is. It still exists. It's called the Ugly Models. Yeah, uglymodels.org, and it still exists.
So let's cap it. I have one last thing, funny, pretty interesting to talk about.
Sure, go ahead. Bring it up.
So Ninja Turtles comics are releasing a thing called The Last Ronin.
That's right.
So what's interesting about it is Eastman and Laird.
We brought them up countless times on this
Laird
podcast.
Laird has not done anything Turtles in over 20 years.
Right.
Like, not writing, gone. Got his payday.
He just
show.
Took his cash. And
but the Ronin was a story they were developing 30 years ago. He's like, he's involved in the project.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so good about the project, it's kind of an alternative...
Yeah.
Storyline in the Turtles universe.
Yeah.
So the last Ronin means is one turtle left and the other three were killed.
Ooh.
But you don't know who the turtle is.
Ah.
And you don't know how the other turtles
that's
died.
That's a really interesting concept.
So it's like a kind of dystopian future where like everything's fucking
gritty.
So COVID-19.
Normal 2020.
Yeah. So, but in the Turtles universe, it's an alternative timeline where everything went to shit and three of the turtles were murdered. There's one left, and if you see this picture here, I'm going to show it to you.
Bring it to me.
You can't tell who it is. He's wearing a hood. He has all the weapons.
It could be Donatello, Raphael.
So there's theories that it's going to be one of the ones you don't expect, like a Michelangelo.
It's Michelangelo?
You
oh,
know,
that would make the most sense, right?
You think, like, Leonardo, Raphael, like the guys, like, the alphas.
Get things done, yeah.
The one that's like the prankster, sweethearted guy is the one that survives, and
that
now
makes,
he has his vicious
that makes the
vengeance.
Most, that makes the most sense, right? Because there'll be a lot of character stuff going
there's
on.
There's a
there.
Shit ton of hype behind this. It's like the biggest hype thing.
Cool.
So the first issue
is just going to be graphic novels, or
so it's going to be. The graphic novel is going to come out, but it's a five-issue series.
Five-issue comic series? Or
five-issue comic series.
And then they'll turn it into a graphic novel, you're saying?
No, nothing make a movie out of it.
Well, I mean, it seems
it's
like
going to print fucking money. Nickelodeon owns the rights.
Do they?
Nickelodeon owns the rights.
Wow.
So they're going to definitely make a fucking movie out of it. I guarantee you they'll make a movie
out of it. Well, it sounds like a really interesting
concept.
But
it's the darkest you can get in the Turtles genre. It's a revenge story.
You couldn't get more.
Three of the four turtles are murdered. And
right.
And you have one left.
I guess this is pretty much as dark as you can do it. Yeah.
And that's why the other guy, he's like in his 80s, retired, but he's like, I'm involved in this project.
Are they that old? I feel like they're fairly young.
No, one's way older than the other.
Oh, okay.
Laird is the old one.
Let me see.
Eastman's a young one. It's Peter Laird and I forgot the guy's.
And Roger Eastman.
Eastman and Laird are the creators.
Laird is 66, so, and then Kevin Eastman is how old? Let's see.
Eastman's younger.
Look at the top question. Were Laird and Eastman a couple? Were they? They were not.
They were not homosexuals, I believe. But
Kevin Eastman's much younger. No, well, 58, but he looks a lot younger. So 66 and 58. But
yeah,
they were
Laird
like
just
young
looks like
and
shit.
Good.
Eastman looks better.
He's very white-haired old man. Or
but
bald,
Eastman, you know? Like. I guess I'm friends with him on Facebook, his group or what have you. And he's like very active in conventions. Like Larry's
sure.
just like a hermit, like off, he's removed.
Yeah.
But with this
collecting his $30 million.
Yeah, with this project, he's like, I co-wrote this project, I'm involved.
Oh yeah.
So that's why it's a bigger.
Well, that
hype.
Lends a lot of authenticity to it.
That's why there's bigger hype to it because
the
original creators haven't done anything together in 20 years,
right?
And they're involved in the
right
project.
Now. Yeah, if you're getting Laird in on it, so you know, and you know, this is kind of the legacy. So I'm sure they're going to want to do something.
This is going to be Laird's last Turtle run,
last hurrah for sure. And you know, what makes sense because the original run was so gritty. Like you know, that's kind of how it began. Was this gritty?
Oh, the black and white.
There's a black and white series.
It was like black and white and red. It had a red,
yeah, a little reddish tint.
Tint, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it wasn't colorized.
But
you know,
no, this is everyone's very hyped.
That's
it's very dark. It's
yeah.
not. It's not geared towards children at all. They said it's hyper violent.
That I mean, the reality of it is that like these kind of properties nowadays, like the who are the ones consuming it anyway? It's
30
the
plus
fucking man
over.
Children. So it's like it's the people watching us right now.
The thing that your son's gonna watch is
yeah.
way different than the shit we watch.
Yeah.
And look at the stuff our father's watching. The guy watched Rocky Bullwinkle. I'm like,
no,
this
I know
sucks.
My dad still likes to watch the Three Stooges.
And
he
tried to
and, like,
show it
Maddox.
To me, and I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah,
and we're gonna try to show.
I wonder if that'll happen with like the original Star Wars. Like, this is
Dad.
Late.
This is boring.
This is boring.
He's
like
Fortnite on his
yeah,
phone.
Yeah, exactly. Like art. Like I'm like, no, it's sick. And like just R2 slowly walking through the desert. Like, oh no.
Like, I feel like it's inevitable. Like. We thought our dad's stuff was lame, and
yeah.
our children don't think our stuff is lame.
You think they'll think Star Wars is lame?
There's rehashes and animated prod, you know.
Sure,
variants.
There's that kind of stuff to reel them in, Clone Wars or whatever, you know. But, yeah, I know. So we do fear the day that even the man-children shit that we like will be considered quaint and lame.
Lame? Are we going to be old lame men one day?
We already are. Oh, we've aged so much since the first episode of this podcast.
It's been a long journey, my friend.
Over 5 years of hell. And it's literally...
Imagine
it's
five
literally,
years from now.
Oh, my God. The 10-year anniversary when we get to 50 episodes.
So what episode are we on?
This is 45, right?
Okay.
Let's take a gander. I think we're
so at the average
less than 10 episodes a year. That's
about 8 episodes a year.
That's high quality content right there. It's like Game of Thrones. This is season 5.
Joe Rogan would laugh at us.
I know, he's on to episode 35,000
with his millions.
With all of his millions.
Ellen DeGeneres would fire us because her coffee was cold.
Yeah, she would.
And throw it in our face.
She would throw the it's cold to her, but it would be 180 degrees.
Oh, man!
Burn our eyes.
Don't
like,
ever look at me again.
Yeah, well,
fucking
well,
peasant.
Come in the next day with two patches over your eyes. Like, it almost like.
Send him to the mailroom.
Yeah, send him to the mailroom. Do you remember the movie The Mummy? And
Brendan Fraser mummy?
Yeah, the Brendan Fraser mummy.
That's the best mummy
and then,
there
like,
is. The Tom Cruise one was garbage.
One of the guys, well, of course. Well, we're not even going to go there about how garbage that trash was. But the Brendan Fraser ones were fun. Kind of almost a throwback to like Indiana Jones movies and shit.
They were
very
pulpy.
And there was a lot of comic, you know, relief in that movie to, you know, keep you enjoying it. But the first one, one of the guys that opens up the tomb, he's like all fucked up because he opened the tomb. So he's like, he lost his tongue and his eyes. And he's like, oh, like that. Like that's going to be Ellen DeGeneres's, Ellen DeGeneres is pretty much the mummy. And then all of her staff is just like the guy that lost his eyes and tongue because.
Oh, you think she's like Mumra from like Thundercats or she gets resurrected from like. The blood of our interns?
Well, exactly, yeah.
I am Ellen Ra.
Well, yeah, she needs to, anybody who's resurrected her, she needs to suck their life force.
She sucks their life force and stays
keeps
young.
Keeps her alive, yeah.
And then all our interns are dying until depressed.
Until she's in her full form, and then she takes over Hollywood, you know. So this is...
Ellen Ra.
Yeah, Ellen Ra. So this
is good
stuff.
At least we're fighting against her mummy ass.
Yeah, cancel her. I won't stop until her tweets are destroyed.
Well, it's a good catch up.
Good quality catch up. When we come back, hopefully we can come back. We'll come back with Chris. We'll bring back Chris. Hopefully
we'll have
the next time.
A great, kind of almost our third castmate, essentially.
Yeah, he's going to be he's our recurring
member,
recurring guest.
He's going to be the most recurring guest next episode.
Is he? Yeah. I would assume he's recurring.
We've had sprinkles all over the years.
Sure, we've had a lot of. We've had recurring.
We got to remaster the Fat Mike episodes for like an anniversary.
Oh, we'll have a remastered THX like special edition of our episode 8 with
our departed friend.
Yeah, Fat
well,
Mike.
There's the lost footage of this another episode where it was just like jarbled.
No, I believe that is episode 8. That was just jarble.
So
yeah.
He was in two episodes.
Yeah, he was like in episode 4, and then there was the return of Matt Fat Mike, was episode 8, which was jarbled.
Yeah, that needs to be he had a prison story of like fighting someone in the shower.
And yeah.
That's
like
gold.
Stabbed him.
That's golden content.
And it's like, but it's all like our equipment was, we got much more money now, believe me.
We're rising up there.
Yeah, rising up.
We got live shows, we got affordable equipment. We're not looking at some custy mic.
We're quality content. Right. So you guys keep watching. So we'll be back sooner.
We're
going to
do an Oktoberfest episode.
Yeah. Hopefully we get even sooner that we can talk about the relevance of Bill and Ted's.
I've always wanted to do this, and it's an adventure. We physically go to an operating video store.
Oh, yeah, no, we got to totally... we're talking about... There's plenty in Jersey. And by plenty, I mean like 3 of them, but...
Let's do the fucking 3-hour drive.
Yeah, no, I'm down. You just got to find a moment.
And for COVID times, this is it. My weekends are busy. Your weekends are busy. We're going to
find a video store.
In the fall, let's promise our listeners, in the fall.
In the fall, we're going to find a video store, go there.
A functional video store that's still open.
We're going to have it's going to be quality content.
And if we can fit an arcade in the same trip, we'll hit the trifecta. Then.
At the worst, we could do Yestercade in Red Bank.
I think we should crap it off at Yester. If we're in Jersey already, done.
It's
There's
quality.
Also one in Somerville. There's
I know.
Two.
Yeah, that's really the closer one, too. Yeah,
Somerville's so, better. It's bigger.
Are. Yeah. So that's it, everyone. The next episode, we'll be coming back with... hopefully, we'll talk about Bill and Ted's Face the Music, and if it's relevant at that point.
We'll have more relevant subject matter. But.
Yeah, and that's it for today. Y'all keep watching the stars.